Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia and Bobby Hebert, live from the WWL studios here in New Orleans. On the line with us now, Julie Baudouin from the Bayou Video Productions. Julie, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Every time, Julie, I think about it. First time you met Coach O. Baudouin, where you from? Where you from, Baudouin? He knew it real quick with that last name.
Yeah, he knew I wasn't from New Orleans with a name like that, right?
Absolutely. Kind of tell us a little bit about the documentary you've done. It's online now, and it's rare that you get to see how the recruiting is for a top player. And you did this for Mason Smith, who most people keep up with recruiting realize, number one player in the state of Louisiana, yeah, big man from the Bayou. And the fact that, we haven't seen too many guys that size from the Bayou, number one rated player in the state, and just such a good young man. I mean, really smart, great family, that sort of thing. So sort of give us the background of how it started and how you pieced this together.
Right. So, well, the first episode is kind of a docu-series. We'll have a few additional episodes to come over the next few months as he, you know, his recruitment comes to an end. But, I did a feature on him last year for VSN Louisiana, and it was my first time getting kind of up close, personal, seeing him work out. And then once you see somebody of that size and that stature move as quickly as he does and as smoothly as he does, it's kind of just like, wowed by him. I had never seen, I've covered football for a couple years now, and I just never seen someone of his size move that way. Obviously he's from Houma, I'm from Houma. I felt like I needed to do it. I you don't get a chance to follow a recruitment as closely as I have and to get to know him as closely as I have. And everything you just said is 100% true. He's a great kid. Great family, the sky's the limit for him. And so for me to be able to witness it up close and, you know, do this for him and for his family, it's just been a real honor. And everyone can watch it. We've got it on Tiger Details, our YouTube channel on Tiger Details. And we'll have a few additional episodes coming, and we'll see what happens with his recruitment as the next couple of months happen.
And, Julie, with that being said, is it a continuous process? Like, is this an ongoing thing that happens throughout the recruiting process and possibly also his career or what?
I don't know about his career beyond high school, but, yeah, I mean, I've been to every game this season for him but one. I missed this last game at Destrehan. I'm pretty much the Terrebonne beat writer at this point. I'm covering all of their games. He's having a jersey presentation soon. He's going to be getting his jersey for one of the bowl games soon, so I'll film all of that. He's planning on committing on December 16th. We'll see if that stays true or not, with the early signing period. But, yeah, I'm kind of following him over the next couple of months, and that's why I don't know how many episodes I'll have on this. It just depends on what happens and how much footage I get, and it's kind of fluid right now. But we'll definitely have a few more episodes, and you know, I don't know. We'll obviously do something once he commits, but I just don't know what that is yet. We gotta get to that point.
Julie, I got a few more years on you than, you know, you know, that sort of thing. And I'll tell you this, he's not the best big man football player I've seen from the Bayou. He's the best big man athlete. And you just scratching the surface on him as what he can be as a football player. And I told him, listen, if I had you early in your career, you might be a left tackle. You wouldn't be playing defensive tackle. Right. Because I think if you'd put him at left tackle, he'd be one of the most highly recruited players in the country at that spot, too.
And then Mike and Julie, that could come about.
That could happen.
You never know. That you flip the defensive line guard.
And he's played some this year.
And he does. He does. I mean, whenever they need him, I mean, he's literally on the sideline putting one jersey over the other one. He's going to rush to the sideline, pull the offensive jersey off to get back on defense. And so I've seen him. I mean, the last game that I covered, they had him lined up at tight end, and one of the coaches was like, they're going to throw to him. Like, the plays go to him. It ended up not going to him, but I kind of got excited there because, I mean, that's not going to happen too often. It was a special design play and ended up not working out. But they do use him. I mean, they use him on special teams as well, you know, blocking and that sort of stuff. So he's all over the field, and if he can help the team win, that's what he's going to do.
And just getting to know him a little bit, he is like Clark Kent. I mean, you know, he wears the glasses, you know, and he's this mild-mannered young man. And when he steps out of that telephone booth, he's a different story when you catch him.
So, Julie and Mike, I got a question. I don't even know the individual. When you say he's mild-mannered and he's not really, deep down, he's not mean, then he needs to play on the offensive line.
No, that's not the case. So off the field, he's this very – I don't want to use the term intellectual, but he's a very smart young man. He's very measured in what he says. He understands the position.
But is he an SOB on
the
field?
No, on the field, he's a different story. Okay. Julie can comment on that.
He flips the switch. He gets an attitude on the field. He does not like losing. But you're right. When you first meet him, he comes in with the glasses, you know. But, yeah, on the field, totally, totally different guy.
Julie, also, he's got some genetics in that Carl Morgan is his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby and I remember Carl Morgan.
Carl Morgan went to Vanderbilt, went to Vanderbilt Catholic.
Went to UCLA.
UCLA.
CFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I want to say played 4, 5, 6 years, somewhere around there.
All I know is Mason's a lot bigger than Carl. Carl was 6'5", maybe, in that range. You know, Mason 6'4" plus. And, Julie, you were telling me that he's lost, and you can see it, about 40 pounds. Because, man, last time I interviewed him, he told me he was in the 325 range, and now he's 280.
Right. I mean, I think he lost roughly about 45 pounds, and he's still doing his keto diet and that sort of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, who didn't gain a little bit of weight during quarantine?
TJ Finley, he's the only guy.
Right. Well, I mean, Mason, once he got out of quarantine, he got in the lab and was, you know, working out 3 times a week. He went on the keto diet, and he's sticking with it. He wants to be in that 290, 295 range when he gets to college. He wants to put on some muscle the healthy way. He flat out said, he said, you know, I can't be over 300 pounds in college because he said, I don't want to play offensive line. He's like, that's not what I want to play in college. So he
bingo.
Did it for himself.
I just told it to Bob. That's why he lost the weight. Because I do know one thing. One of the coaches after him real hard. He's always, Mike, I don't want to see that first number of three. I want to keep it under 300 pounds. And so, I think he's the front runner,
the
too.
The advice, Julie, I would give him and Mike is that show me the money. Because what if you're a 300 pounder and you can protect the quarterback? Look at Ryan Ramczyk, what he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
Or Armstead. Or now, if you could sack the quarterback coming off the edge, it all depends. Different flavor. Would you like vanilla, like chocolate? Whatever. No, don't poo-poo offensive line because that's in the future, Mike. You know, that's what they're looking for. Can you sack the quarterback or can you protect it?
And I think he wants to play defensive line. That I know for sure. But if things don't work out, I'm telling you, it wouldn't take much because he is athletic.
Right. And, you know, and like kind of like what you said, if he spent a little bit more time in that offensive tackle position, there's no doubt in my mind that he'd be a five-star offensive tackle. You know, he's a five-star D tackle. He would 100%, if he'd put all his time and effort focused into that, he'd be a five-star offensive tackle as well.
Julie, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have you back to talk a little bit recruiting when we got a little bit more time. But everybody can go and visit that particular site in the first series is on.
Right. Yeah, it's on tigerdetails.com or our Tiger Details YouTube channel.
Julie, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Appreciate
it. And Mike, you know, and Julie, right quick, you know who was All-State offensive defensive tackle?
Bebe Ogeron.
Coach O at LSU. 1 year, it was junior year, it was offense, and senior year defense or vice versa. But he made it on both sides of the ball.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.